when you get sick, you have to kind of nurture the whole, the mind, the body, and the soul together for a good outcome. You have to have faith in your medical team. You have to have faith that your family and your friends are going to be there to help and support you. You have to have faith in whatever belief system you have, because there are going to be some dark moments, and you're going to have some type of faith and belief system to get you through some of those really tough, dark moments. And I've been blessed. I mean, when I got diagnosed, I had an amazing support system. My parents were also two cancer survivors, so they knew exactly what I was going through. And my sister was a vital component of that too, because she does what big sisters do, and that's come in and just help. And my son, I have a wonderful husband, a very compassionate, very loving, gentle person. He's a physical therapy aide, and so he's drawn to that whole health caregiver role. So when I got sick, I always knew my husband would be that person that would take care of me. But to see it was amazing. And I have this one memory. I've got short hair now, but I had a lot of hair. I mean, I had it down to my back. I mean, I was blessed. I had a beautiful, beautiful head of hair. And of course, it fell off with chemo. And I went into the shower, and it just started to just come. I mean, it was making a mess. It was coming off in just chunks. And I remember crying. I remember my husband said, "Don't worry." And he jumped in the shower, clothes and all. And he had the clippers in his hands. And he said, "We're just going to take it all off." And I'll never forget that moment where he shaved my head, clothes, shoes. He was soaking wet. And he'd have done anything to make me feel good. I don't think I've ever felt more beautiful than I did that day.